Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
Okay, guys, it's time again for a happy hour edition. So everyone, grab whatever drink you may have and or may not have, and or if you have a snack, bring your snack along. Who knows? Whatever.
You do you. Whatever
you do you.
Relaxes you during happy hour, yes.
And usually we wait till the end because we forget, but A, drink responsibly.
Yes.
B, you don't have to drink it all if you don't want to. Once again, you can just join us to have a conversation. But... oh, I'm so excited about today. We're so excited about today because we have the loveliest, one of the bestest, and one of the coolest, Miss Holly Fry.
Hi, chickadees.
Yay.
I'm so excited because I get to hang with two of my favorites.
I'm so excited.
And have cocktails, which none of us have gotten to do together in a while. And we've had some fun having cocktails together in the past.
Yeah. We reminisce on those days so often, Annie and I, because we were in Disney World or Disneyland.
Right?
We were at Disney World.
Well, we've been both. With Holly, we were in Disney World.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. With Holly specifically.
Yes.
With Disney World. I even had two different dates with our
I got you many drinks at Jock's Hangar Bar at Disney Springs, which is one of my favorite places in the world.
Yes, and it was quite delightful, and I miss those days. But
oh, and then was that you at Jock's Hangar Bar? We went to Abracadab Bar as well, I know.
Yes, we did.
Were
both
you at
those.
Both?
Okay. Yes. Yes, we were at both of those. I was at both of those.
Wow. I was at a puppet festival.
She was at a puppet festival during this time.
It was awesome.
But Annie and I have had drinks in Disney World at other times together.
Yes.
That's right, Samantha.
Without
don't
me.
Think that you are closer to Holly because you had these options.
I know. I try to claim it, though, sometimes. I try.
Listen.
But if you don't already know, which I have a feeling you already know, Holly comes from so many of the shows, including Stuff You Missed in History Class and the new word podcast of Criminalia. Can you kind of tell us what that podcast is about?
Yeah, Criminalia is a historical true crime podcast. So we basically set up each season around the theme of one crime. Season one was all lady poisoners. We are now into season two, which is historical stalkers, which we have no gender or sex identity rules on who we cover on that one.
That's right.
And then we're deciding what season three is going to be. Because even though we do it seasonally, we just roll from one to the other. We don't take breaks.
Right, right.
Right. Yeah.
Breaks, what are those?
Right, I don't know.
And because this is a happy hour and we have been featuring different drinks or different cocktails or different companies, I guess, that feature types of beverages, we brought Holly on because she, along with these podcasts, especially season one, you have made theme cocktails, which has been really delightful. If you're not following Holly on Twitter, you should, because she definitely has all of those little recipes up there and her experiences with creating these recipes or bringing out these recipes. And you sent one to us. Can you kind of describe it to us?
Sure. So I'll do a little bit of setup so it makes sense. We're doing a cocktail that is based on our episode on a woman named Hieronyma Spara, who went by La Spara. And she may have been born in Greece, but she was primarily in Rome in the 1600s. And at that point in time, you couldn't get divorced in Rome. So she would have these meetings, like little seminars, where she would have the women of Rome come and she would teach them how to poison their husbands.
I mean, no, bad.
Right? Don't poison people. That's
Don't
illegal.
Poison people.
But it's an interesting idea and an interesting kind of way to think about women figuring out how to take power for themselves when they're in a society where they don't really have much agency. Again, don't poison people.
Don't poison.
Don't cheer for it, but understand that it's an interesting avenue. But what it got me to thinking about was what kind of thing one might serve at such an event. And so I came up with a cocktail called Poison Society Punch, which is super easy to make. It's 4 ounces of cranberry juice, 4 ounces of champagne, and 1 ounce of amaretto. And it's kind of a nice splashy punch that isn't too heavy hitting. You know, if you were at a Poison Society meeting, you could have 2 or 3 and not walk out completely stumbling. It's become one of my favorite cocktails.
Yes. And I've got mine in my shaker. And because it does have champagne in it, I've made some mistakes. We won't talk about it.
We were going to lie and you immediately gave up the game.
You know I can't do it. I tell myself all the time, but I y'all can hear it in my little shaker. I got some ice in here.
She's actually stirring very gently. She's not giving it a good hard shake that would cause
not
problems.
Not at all. No. Not at all. I don't have a towel to clean up my messes at all. Don't worry about it, everybody. Don't worry about it. I'm actually really kind of scared that I'm about to pour it all over my computer. So
maybe
lean back a little bit. Yeah. Lean back. Look, I'm pouring it the wrong way still.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't it pretty?
Color.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty color.
Pretty. So I don't have a fancy glass like you do, Holly, though.
Mine isn't fancy. It's just a coupe. These are easy to get.
It looks really fancy and cool. I've got a
fancy
Star Wars service glass.
I wish I had a Star Wars etched coupe. Maybe I'll do that. But yeah, like a coupe is a glass that it's an alternate to the champagne flute. You could serve champagne in it. A lot of people also like to serve a dessert in a coupe. They've been around for a long time.
It reminds me of the 1920s.
Exactly. If everybody has seen the GIF of Leonardo DiCaprio and Gatsby, right? He's holding a coupe for context.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cheers. Yeah. I am using a beer stein. Not really. It's a kind of weird like goblet.
It's like a daiquiri goblet. Glass.
Oh, okay. Well, then fine.
Well, then
I got
fine.
It from a brewery, though.
You're right. It is more of a. I'm not a beer drinker. So I wouldn't know, but it's not fluted at the top like a daiquiri glass would be. So you're right.
Okay, so I'm going to take my sips. Mm-mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right?
It's lovely.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I could see discussing poisoning my husband while drinking this.
Yeah.
Right? I'm telling you, this has now become steady rotation at the Fry household.
Absolutely. Oh, watch out, Brian. I heard that.
I would never poison my beloved.
Y'all are the cutest. I can't stand it. I can't stand how cute you are. I'm not going to lie. But I did want to ask because this is something that we were like thinking of. How would I do this poisoning? What would we do? I asked Andy, I was like, so think about this, but let's say you're having a Game of Thrones moment.
You want to poison yourself?
Yeah, in this nigh. What kind of drink would you make for yourself in order to go down?
If this is how you go out, I think that was really what you were looking for.
That's it.
Yes.
Here's the thing, right? So I love a cocktail. I love a little bit of fun mixing of things. But as you guys both know, I have been drinking the one same cocktail since I was way too young to drink, which is vodka and Diet Coke. And so I feel like, you know, I've been with that one for a long time.
That's going to be the you going out in glory.
I feel
with
like
the vodka and Diet Coke.
It's like my comfort beverage in some ways.
Yeah.
little arsenic in the vodka and Diet Coke. Yeah,
right. End of story. Right.
I don't really want to go by arsenic. It's a terrible way to go, but
it
no,
is.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yes.
But also the most common among all of our poisoning stories. It became the star of the show, really.
And also in a lot of makeup, apparently. We figured out.
Arsenic comes up a lot more than you would think.
Well, it's also naturally occurring, right? Like rice contains arsenic naturally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But just not in amounts that are deadly. Mm-hmm. You would have to eat a lot of rice at once, and then your stomach would rupture before you would get enough in you to actually kill you through poison. I know I've made this the most enjoyable and peppy moment of our day.
This is why you're here. This is what we're doing.
All the ways you could die.
So I'm really interested, as someone who, when I make cocktails, like even new cocktails, I'm just like, this looks fine. I have no like perception of making new cocktails other than like my three ingredients I use. So I'm curious about how you experiment with these recipes, how you come up with them. Like, is this something that's new for you, or like just your whole experience coming up with these cocktails?
So I will say, I am not a bartender. I have never been a bartender, but I know a lot of bartenders and sure have done a lot of drinking in my time. Part of it, right, is just initially figuring out what you like. And then if you're somebody like me who is not risk averse, being like, let's just try putting some other stuff in here. And really, I there's actually an episode of Criminalia that just recently came out where we talked about Boy Jones, who was sometimes called Queen Victoria's stalker. He really just wanted to break into the palace over and over. I like to call him mostly harmless because he was not really doing anything terribly nefarious. He kind of just wanted to say, oh, do you know I broke into the palace? And so one of the things that I talked about at the end of that show in our cocktail segment was a drink ideology. We like to do what we call choose your own adventure cocktails. Mm. And it's called Mostly Harmless. And it's basically just like an ounce of any liqueur with, I don't remember, like 4 or 5 ounces of a mixer you think might be a nice combo. And if you start playing with just that simple combination, you'll pretty soon be like, oh, you know, I mixed violet liqueur with some ginger ale and got something really interesting. I wonder what happens if I also kick in like an ounce of vodka, gin, etc. Like, and then you're just experimenting. You just have to know some cocktails are going to go down the drain. Give yourself permission to make mistakes and then just find what you love. Mm. Even with the Poison Society Punch, and I'm glad you mentioned, if you don't want to drink at all, you can also do a version of this that's just cranberry juice and ginger ale, which is like a classic party punch that people have been drinking forever. But it's still sparkly and beautiful, and you get that lovely pink color. And you could do that without any alcohol. Just play with, you can put bitters in non-alcohol drinks. Mm-hmm. It's all just about playing and finding what tastes good to you.
Yeah, any kind of LaCroix. I love LaCroix. I keep talking about LaCroix. Someone give me
a sponsor.
Oh yeah, by the way, we're not sponsored by anything.
We haven't mentioned any company this time, but yeah, no, Holly Fry is not sponsoring the show.
I feel like Holly Fry sometimes sponsors me just to make sure that I'm okay. She brings me cupcakes.
How you do? She's occasion bring you a sweet. Yes.
Yeah. So she sponsored me.
I forgot about the cupcake delivery.
That was the beginning of our friendship, forget. Holly.
That was really where you fell in love.
I did. I'm not gonna lie. It takes a cupcake. I was like, okay, this woman not only fulfilled the cupcake wish, but also allowed me to stay in my hotel room when everybody else was partying and fall asleep with a cupcake in my bed.
Yes, sometimes that's all you need.
It was glorious. Still one of my favorite times in Florida. Sorry, y'all. But yeah, I think this is really fun because I don't know if anybody's told you, which I don't know how they would because we haven't talked to you, Annie and I have been creating themed cocktails. Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell it. Based on Star Wars, the original trilogies. We have tried to play with trying to create our own cocktails so we can have a festive day drinking throughout the movies.
Oh, yum. I mean, I have so many ideas already. Right?
Oh, please. Annie,
I have to calm her down because I'm pretty sure she has about 50 names of cocktails. And I'm like, I need you to calm down. I need you to calm down.
Right?
Why?
Just a little bit.
I have so many ideas.
Oh, my God. Oh.
There's like a really yummy tauntaun cocktail somewhere in there where you start with a basic snow cone and then you drizzle like a peppermint liqueur over it.
Oh, yeah. Look at this.
You were thinking about a tauntaun. Yeah. So who's going to make a snow cone? Do you have a snow cone machine, though?
I can invest.
Remember those little kid ones that you could crank it up?
Yeah, really, you can also just shave ice on like a grater if you're really fast. But you have to be quick and in a cold place or it will melt pretty quickly.
Right, very, very quickly. Yes. It just becomes a very cold drink, which is still delicious. I like it. See? If it snows, we can make it out of snow cream.
Sure.
Well...
No?
We could.
Okay. Both of you are really doubtful about my idea. So
you
gotta
get like a bowl to collect the snow. I just don't want something to be in the snow that I don't want to be in the snow.
You can't, I guess George is really bad that way. In that
snow
the only
purity.
Time I've ever had the snow cream was in the 92 storm?
93, I think. 92, 93.
93 storm. And I was living in LJ, Georgia. We literally got 4 feet of snow. Mm-hmm. And so at like day 5 is when my mother went and collected snow on the top porch. And that's how we made it. And I never knew what it was. I was like, what is this deliciousness?
You know, that was the year I moved to Georgia and I'd come from Alaska. And I was like, what the hell is this? I thought there was not going to be snow here.
Whoops.
You all lied to me.
Right. But that's okay. So coming back to Star Wars, because I have to ask, because again, following your Twitter, you have gotten on a big adventure, Holly, on creating all these different crafts, which, by the way, which is what I love about you. I'm like, I cannot be as cool as this woman because I can't make things. That's what I've discovered about myself. And I say this as a person who tried to crochet. No.
Knit.
Thank you. See, I can't even remember what I did. Knit. And I got like probably 3 inches long and I quit because I was like, oh, they are us all unraveling. I'm done. But, you've also been playing with doing recipes from specific cookbooks, and one of them happened to be Star Wars themed, right?
Right. It's the Galaxy's Edge cookbook, which came out like a year and some change ago because it took me more than a year to get through it all, which I love Galaxy's Edge. Like it's, I have rabies when I think about it. That's the thing that I miss more than anything else in not traveling right now. And so the cookbook is a combination of things, some things that are like what you would find in Galaxy's Edge to purchase, although the versions are not always identical. Ronto wraps are like the most delicious thing you can buy in Galaxy's Edge. It's just a really delicious flatbread with a pork sausage and this really beautifully roasted shaved pork. And there's a peppercorn slaw in it and it's super yummy. And the one in the cookbook is also yummy, but it is not that at all. It's like a ground chorizo and some other stuff and it's got guac on it. It's a very different animal. Not bad at all, just not the same thing. So because of my rabies, I just decided I would make every single thing in the cookbook, and which took me a while, but I got through.
You sure did. I was really impressed. And everything I was just watching, I was like, I want that. I want this.
I am a big fan of the novelty cookbook. Like, I have all of the kooky. I have the Ratatouille cookbook. I have the Princess Tiana cookbook. I have the previous Star Wars cookbooks, which are aged down a little bit more. Like, those are more like cookbooks for kids to get them involved in the kitchen, which is great. And for there are certainly days when I'm like, yes, that is exactly the level I want to work with. But the Galaxy's Edge cookbook is actually like great, delicious grown-up recipes, including cocktails, by the way. And it's just, if you're into food at all, it's a really fun little adventure to add probably some flavors you're not including in your everyday cooking that might, you know, shift your gears a little bit and be like, oh, yeah, I actually should be putting garam masala in a lot more dishes, or yeah, I should be putting cardamom in my tea every day. So, yeah, there's just a lot of fun to be had there.
So what's your favorite recipe out of that cookbook?
Oh, I'm trying to think. So there is the name of it is terrible and wonderful. There's a bread in there called Munch Fungus Loaf. Which is it's a mushroom bread. And I have to say, it is très excellent. Okay. I used it to make the best croque monsieur ever. It's super delicious. And there is a stew in there called Mandalorian stew that is absolutely delicious. Has a little heat on it. I usually add a little yogurt to mine before I serve it because I cannot handle the level of heat because I am a wuss. There is... I'm trying to think of my very favorite, which is tricky. There's a really yummy appetizer called Rings of Hudala, which is onion rings that are wrapped in maple-coated bacon, like brown sugar-coated bacon.
Excuse me?
Yes, ma'am. That is the correct Excuse face me? You're making. Yes.
Listeners, yes. If only you could see. I bet you can imagine, though.
I'm Samantha in frozen just mode. Went to a place.
Yeah, give me a moment. Give me a minute.
And I will say, even like the one of the things that has made it into regular rotation at our house is their version of deviled eggs, which they call Pacobi eggs, has a little bit more of a twist with Asian flavors where you're using sesame oil and white miso mm-hmm. paste instead of like mm-hmm. the usual just mayonnaise and dried mustard or whatever. And it mm-hmm. is so good. The first time my beloved had one, he was like, this is the only way we make deviled eggs going forward. I was like, okay, that's fine by me. And I mean, he's like a Southern boy born and bred. So for him to abandon the whole mayonnaise-based egg is a yeah. big deal.
Look, I don't like mayo, so that makes it even better.
Oh,
and
they're
I love
so yummy.
All the Asian flavors. So come on.
They have a little sriracha on top, so you get a little pop of heat. Perfect.
Oh, you and I made the same face at that point, Annie. We're like, oh, yeah, I need that.
Like you wanted to make out with the egg a little bit.
I kind of did a little
bit. I understand.
Bit. It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm not super hungry. It's not lunchtime while we're recording. Not at all.
I had to look at the time. I was like, I don't know. Is it? Who knows?
Where we are today. Well, Holly, we are so glad that you came on for our edition of Happy Hour. Thank you so much. Where can the listeners find you?
I'm still pouring myself more cocktails.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, keep going.
You can, of course, listen to Stuff You Missed in History Class or Criminalia. Missed in History is at Missed in History everywhere. Criminalia, we're just hashtagging that business. So hashtag Criminalia. I am on Twitter as Surliest Girl and on Instagram as SurlyGirly5. So you'll get lots of food pictures. I just had my made-up holiday that I invented.
What was it?
It's called Hut Tongs Day. And it's Star Wars-y again.
Obviously.
But it's like the Star Wars version of Mardi Gras. And it came up because... I mean, I grew up on the Gulf Coast, so Mardi Gras, love, very yes. deep love, part of my, like, you know, DNA at this point. But the difference, for anybody that doesn't know, between Galaxy's Edge West, which is the one out in Anaheim, and Galaxy's Edge East, which is the one in Orlando, is that in Anaheim, the only place you can drink is in the cantina. Like, that is an mm-hmm. alcohol-free park other than that. And Club 33, but that's different. In Orlando, it is in... Disney's Hollywood Studios, which is an alcohol park. So you can just walk around with a drink in your hand. And I made the comment one day that it's like Space New Orleans. And that got us to thinking. And so we invented Hut Tongs Day, which is our version of Star Wars Mardi Gras. Oh. But we also do a thing, like our whole point is that we feast all day and we eat crazy stuff. And then we always make it about donating to World Central Kitchen at the end of the day. So we're eating great. Everybody should have the opportunity to eat great. So that's like the charity that I love above all others, World Central Kitchen. So that's what Hut Tongs Day is about. You get a lot of delicious, very rich food, and then you should give back and make sure other people also get well fed.
Oh, I love
that's
it.
That's lovely.
I love
yes.
it.
What a wonderful made up holiday. Why have I not made up a Star Wars holiday yet? Maybe I actually kind of already did.
You can celebrate Hut Tongs Day with us.
Yes.
That's what we've been waiting for.
Normally we would be, last year we were in Galaxy's Edge for it. And next year, come hell or high water, if I have to invent a faster vaccine production method myself, we will all be there together and we can just drink all day and make sure that we're sharing the gospel of the importance of donating to charities that have meaning to us. And yes. then we'll have a big time.
I love it.
Yes. Samantha and I went to Disneyland right before quarantine, and we went, they have that Mardi Gras themed area, and we got the beignets.
And... Oh, yeah, in Liberty Square. Liberty yeah. Square is sort of, that's New Orleans Square in Disneyland, sorry. It's mm-hmm. the best. I love it there. You can go to my beloved yeah. Haunted Mansion.
You're the one that helped us get onto the...
Yes, Rise of Resistance.
Yes.
Yes, it was a big day. It was a big time.
And he cried.
There's no you shame in that game.
She tells that to everybody.
I do.
Here's the thing, right? I have known people that are not even really Star Wars nerds, and they still, it's such an impressive feat of engineering and ingenuity and imagineering that it's quite moving just to think about all of the work and passion and effort that went into just creating, like, you know, 17 minutes of joy for you. It's I find it moving from that perspective as well. Aside from just being excited at, you know, hanging out with a Mon Cal and running around a base and seeing Finn and
Yeah, Samantha got yelled at.
I did.
Didn't you?
By a stormtrooper. No, an officer.
Oh, those First Order officers, they mean business. They believe.
They got in my face. I was so scared.
It was a fun time. thank you so much for coming on, Holly. You're welcome anytime. And
please come on.
Let's collaborate on a Star Wars cocktail. I have a whole list. Any listeners who want to make their own Star Wars cocktail, you've got to send it. You've got to send it our way.
Send them to Annie.
Yes.
You guys are so sweet. I will, don't dangle that carrot. I've come back anytime because I'll just like every day be like, are you guys on Skype? Can I get in there? Can I say hi?
Come on.
Hey, we're always happy to have you. Bring back more cocktails. I love this. This is so good.
So good.
Yes. Cheers.
Cheers, my lovies. Cheers, everyone. I miss your beautiful faces.
We miss you.
Yes. And if you would like to contact us, let us know what cocktails you've made or drinks that you have made, you can. Our email is stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Instagram at @StuffMomNeverToldYou or on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
Cheers, Christina.
Cheers, Christina.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.